Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is a former NBC and CBS actor, best known as Officer Randy Good from In the Heat of the Night. He's a multiple Hall of Fame Appalachian entertainer, author of 9 books, syndicated columnist, president of the nonprofit Share America Foundation, encouraging youth in Appalachian music. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Randall Franks. Welcome.
Jackie, it's so wonderful to be with you today. I look forward to all the things we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited because one of the things that really attracted me to who you are as a person is that your roots are actually in the church. And one of the things that you said was a lot of people believe you got where you are today based on your talents. But instead, it's really God who opened the doors for you. Can you share a little bit more about your story?
Well, that's exactly what has occurred for me, because when I weigh my talents, both as a musician and an actor, against some of the others that I've had the pleasure of working with, I pale in comparison to most. So the opportunities that have been afforded to me, I know have come from God placing me in the right place with the right people at His time. Mm-hmm. And there's so many times that I can point to. For instance, to becoming a part of In the Heat of the Night. The likelihood of that was almost nil, because I was a fiddler coming from the state of Georgia. And when the first episode of In the Heat of the Night came on the air, I watched it like millions of other people who did across the country. And that night, as the show went off the air, I turned around and said to my late mother, I said, if I'm ever going to be on television, it's going to be on that show. Now, I at that point had really not started, quote, acting. Yeah, I had been an actor. I'd studied a little acting, but I'd not had any great success as an actor. But oftentimes God listens to what we voice as being what His path is going to be for us. When I said those words, I could have never imagined that just 5 months later that He would have a casting director that I worked with in another film call me and say, Randall, I have got a possibility of you being a part of the show. I want you to go down and be an extra. I want you there at 5 o'clock in the morning. I want you to go. It's here's where you go. This is what you're going to be doing. All you're going to be doing is be a townsperson. I said, okay, I'll be there. In the Heat of the Night had been moved from filming in Hammond, Louisiana to Covington, Georgia in that interim from March of 1988 till August 1988. And so I go down there that first day. It's dark outside. I'm outside the wardrobe trailer. I'm standing there waiting for the wardrobe people to look me over to see if what I was wearing. Okay. A gentleman walks by. He looks at me and says, hello. You know, you look an awful lot like a police officer. I said, well, thank you. I had no idea who it was, who he was. I hadn't met him. He didn't introduce himself. And the day progressed. And over the day, every member of the cast was involved in the scenes that we were shooting that day. Carol O'Connor, Howard Rollins, Alan Autry, Jeffrey Thorne, David Hart, Hugh O'Connor, everybody was there. So I met everyone and began that day friendships with many that last to this day. But God also put me in a situation where I was selected to do a scene with Carol O'Connor on that very first day on the set. Now, it wasn't a big scene. We call them silent bits in the movie industry, but it's where you're along with a principal actor. And we struck up a conversation. These are the first words he said to me, which later became rather ironic. He was looking over trying to break the ice, because as a quote extra, you're told not to speak to the principal actors unless spoken to. Well, he broke the ice by saying, asking me my name and saying, I hope you don't do drugs. I thought, well, that's interesting. I don't do drugs. He said, yes, the Lord would want you to do drugs in his Chief Gillespie voice. And so that was his way of breaking the ice to me with me that day. Of course, we went on, did the scene, and as time went by, they kept asking me back to be on the show. You know, I kept being an extra in this scene or that scene on this given day or that given day. And a few weeks later, at the time I was so naive, I didn't realize what they were doing, but they were placing you with different actors on the show, allowing me to do different things, seeing what I looked like beside them, how I interacted, what I, how I carried myself on the set. They came and said, "We're going to add another police officer to the show, and we want you to be that." And that was gone. That wasn't me. I didn't set that up. That young man who was who I was said something to his mother about, "That's the show I'm going to be on if I'm ever on television." And God took that statement and then turned it into what became a five-year opportunity for me to be a part of one of the, I think, one of the greatest Southern dramas created. But in addition to that, a show which shared positive reflections of Christians and gave a solid Christian base and gave us characters that people who watch could look up to and emulate. And I think that's what really what television is all about. It's to give us an opportunity to aspire to something greater. I think through the last three decades, unfortunately, we've gone the other direction. We have characters that you don't want to aspire to be, and you don't want to be find the best. But in the, thankfully, we were a part of that era of television where you still created people to look up to and things to aspire towards.
Yeah, I love it. And like so many, I actually grew up watching the show as well. And my family loved the show. But I think from just what you stated, you gave just some golden nuggets there. And one of them is you were so humble. It was the humility. That was something that you wanted to do, but you were okay with being an extra. And you were like, okay, whatever opportunity is available to me, that is the one I'm going to take. And I absolutely love that. Can you speak some more to the importance of being humble? Because I think a lot of people forget that that is a part of the Christian journey, because we know God opened the opportunity up for you, but he's raising the people who are, you know, humble, not the people who are proud.
I think you've hit it right on the head with that humility, especially in the industry that I've worked in, both in music and acting. It's what's opened the doors for me. And I don't choose to be that way, but God blessed me with that sense, that gift in my life. But easily, I've met many who are filled with egos. And I was counseling a young man yesterday. We had a performance of our Hollywood Hillbilly Jamboree, and a young man was performing. I said, "Well, the one thing I want you to do, you're very talented, but don't get the big head, you know, because it's so easily to become filled with yourself." And that's not what we're here to do. We're here to reflect the gifts that God gave us to be tools in his service. You know, I know throughout everything that he's afforded me in my life that he gave me some tools to work with. Now, yes, I had to run through the doors before they slammed, but it was his putting me in those positions and the demeanor that he blessed me with that allowed me to gain the support of the people who he put around me. You know, you can't do it all on your own. you are simply one person. Now, you can be headstrong and you can create a company and you can create opportunities, but in that process, you've got to convince people to buy what you're selling. You've got to find people who are going to support you and work with you in the process of creating whatever you're creating. For me, I was blessed with two wonderful parents who were supportive, as well as a lot of great musicians, actors, And once I got into television, producers and screenwriters who felt that I was right for what they wanted to do. And that's what blessed me to continue to work. I mean, there are so many actors who don't get the opportunity, but I've been blessed to choose roles, which I think glorify what I'm here to do for the Lord. Now, I've chosen, there's been many roles I've been offered in my career as an actor that I have turned down just because of the language or the content of the story or something about the character, which I felt like it would not be appropriate for the walk that I've tried to maintain for him since I've been working in this business and he opened all these doors.
Yeah, and I think it is important for people to know that you do have a choice, that you can continue being who you are in God and not give that up, and God will continue to bless you as he has blessed you. So not only were you in acting, and I understand is you still are acting, but you're also an author and you have a book series called Encourager. Can you tell us more about that?
I'll be happy to. I've got three volumes of Encouragers. This is the first volume, Encouragers Finding the Light. The second volume is Walking with the Masters. And the third volume is A Guiding Hand. And if those subtitles don't give you a hint, there's Christian underpinning in most every story. What these books have done for me is I sort of came to a point, there were so many people that God had put in my life that I saw as encouragers all the way back to my childhood, that I wanted to share their stories and how their lives and their deeds impacted me. Because I really think that is what God has placed us here to be, encouragers. And every day he sends someone into our life. Now, it may be as simple as you see someone on the side of the road who seems stranded, and you just simply pull over and say, "Can I help you?" There's always an opportunity to make a change in somebody's life and to leave an impression that might, at some point in their life, lead them to think back to, "I'm not sure what that person had, but I want that."
Yeah.
I want that in my life. And in most cases, you know, in these books, I've told stories of, you know, just like Carol O'Connor is featured in this book and how the impact that Pops had on me in my life. Folks like Bill Monroe and Jim and Jesse from the Grand Ole Opry, everyday folks, and the actors that he sent into my life, from Ken Curtis from Gunsmoke to Dennis Weaver of McCloud and Gunsmoke, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, Robert Townsend, as well as Jeff Foxworthy, and so many others. My friends from the Dukes of Hazzard, like Sonny Schroyer and Ben Jones, he has blessed me so richly with the allowing me to walk, just like in the second volume where I called it Walking with the Masters. Well, obviously, I want in life to walk with the master, but I think he's given us masters in so many different types of endeavors. And he's blessed me to walk with literally the masters in acting, the masters in music in the genres that I focused on, whether that be country or bluegrass, southern gospel, as you mentioned. And as a result of that, I hope that the stories in these books give the reader some hope that they themselves can be encouragers to those God sends into their life. In the books, you know, every book is just chock full of pictures from my career, you know, things that's happened, people that I've performed with, been with. You can catch all of those within the books. There's recipes from the folks who, you know, have been part of my life and are featured in the books. There's as well every recipe, because that's been a something I've done too. I've been blessed to write cookbooks too. So you can find some wonderful stories in there of these different folks who have had an impact in some way. And I think some folks will find a blessing from that series. And of course, you can go to randallfranks.com/store and find those books, or you can find them on Amazon as well, along with my other books that you mentioned. But we'd love to have folks get these. If they get them from me, I'll be happy to autograph them and send them right out to them, and hope that they find a nugget in there that will change their life.
Yeah, love it, love it. What is next for you?
Well, that's something I ask every morning when I get up, to be honest, because having a varied career between acting and music and writing, as well as speaking, when the phone rings, I never know exactly which direction God's going to be pulling me with that phone call. My most recent movie, you mentioned movies, I did a wonderful project that came out last year, and you can find it on streaming services, called The Cricket's Dance. And I played a character in the 1800s in that movie, and it's an interesting story from today. The storyline is both today and back in the 1800s, and I've gotten a lot of wonderful feedback from those that have watched that film. It's one, I think, 12 or 13 film festival awards, including Best Ensemble Cast. So check that out, The Cricket's Dance. A lot of Christian films I star in, Lukewarm with John Snyder, Natalie and Grant and I did a movie called Decision. I did a Christian film with Soren Fulton called Broken. Those are all out there on the streaming services. If you want to check those out, do please, because I know they can use your support, and I certainly would love you to see my work. As far as what's next, there is a couple of movies that I'm not allowed to talk about yet because you
Yeah.
signed NDAs in our business, but there are more acting roles coming up, and I'm out performing and sharing music, and you can catch some of my music on my website as well. If you want to get to, say, a gospel album, whether it's instrumental or whether it's one of the more recent comedy, Keep 'Em Smiling is one of my most recent Southern gospel slash comedy albums. So.
That's wonderful. And can you restate your website one more time for the people?
Sure. It's Randall Franks, RANDALL Franks, FRANKS .com. And just go over there, and there's all kinds, you can, if you're bored, go over there and you'll be bored for hours. It really would. And you can find me on social media. You can go to Facebook, Randall Franks, actor, entertainer, director is my like page. And then you can find Randall Franks TV on YouTube. And you can find, if you look for Randall Franks, you can find me on many of the social media outlets that you probably use.
Yes, thank you for sharing that again. So, I want you to give the audience a final word. If there's nothing else that they take from today's interview, what is the one thing you feel like they absolutely need to know?
Well, I think the key thing that every person needs to know every day is that God has brought you into this world for a reason. And we may not always wake up in the morning and know what that reason is, but I think some of us can spend a whole lifetime wondering, and then the one day happens that will allow you to know that's why God put us here on this earth. That could be as simply as leading one person to Christ. It could be as simply as you might be the person that changes someone's life, and leads them in a direction that touches the world. You don't have to be the big person who is changing the world. You might be the person that helps create the person that does that. So we have that opportunity every day. And I think that's the main thing. We can all make a difference where he's put us, and in the opportunities that he allows us, with the gifts that he's given us. He's equipped us all to be here and serve him.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Franks, for being a part of today's episode. And to the CWS audience, he has given you so many golden nuggets. My favorite golden nugget is the humility piece. Be humble. Wherever God has placed you, accept that place for that moment and work in that place. He is going to bless you and open more doors. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.